recall the tragic stories of slavery. Being branded with thick leather cords that tore off skin and carved out flesh as if it was clay. Families ripped apart, legacies lost. But tonight, we're not here to dwell on the oppression. We're here to dwell on the triumph. The Bible, once used as a tool of control by slave masters, was for the slaves the telling of their story. They were the children of Israel, coming out of Egypt and being led by Moses. Eliza is a young house slave in Kentucky, a state that shares borders with Indiana and Ohio, both free states. With freedom seeming so close for Eliza, the Ohio River serves as a frozen, icy trap in the winter to deter any slave seeking freedom. Throughout the years, Eliza has had her children taken from her and has seen them sold on the auction block. Fear has now set in Eliza's heart as she has just overheard some life-changing news.
What is me to do? Her master say he gonna sell me down the river. He broke, got no money. He always say, Liza, I ain't selling you. But I heard him telling Mrs. he got no choice. Mom's got you now. It's okay. It's okay. Lord, my papa told me when I was in trouble that I could call on the great God in the sky and he heal me. This is Liza, great God in the sky, and I need you now. You see, I'm a slave in the big house, but I was gonna be free. Master done sold all my church, but me and my baby, we's gonna be free. Lord, I's gonna be free. I heard them slave boys say, cross the river over there is freedom. In the wintertime, that river turned to ice. Lord, I's gonna cross that ice for freedom. I've been walking and running all night. My baby's cold. Oh, you don't hear them dogs, baby. It's okay. I know you're cold. But us can't stop now. We've got to get to freedom. I know you're tired, but us can't stop. The river. The river. Oh, great God in the sky, that river, that's too big, and I can't swim. Lord, help me cross the river. It's okay, baby. It's okay. We gotta go. ice is cracking. Lord, the ice is cracking. Lord, my Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord, because I can't swim. Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, my poor baby is so cold. So cold. But I've got to get through. Got to get through. Great God in the sky is going to get me through. It's Master, he done found me. Baby, we gotta go. Come on. Come on. Master, I gave my baby. Great God in the sky to live with me.
Miss, you're all right. You're free now. You're free now. Give me that baby. Give me that baby, miss. You're all right. Come on. Come on.
I is free.
Give me this baby. We gotta go. We gotta go. Come on. Go.
No one let me come in. Doors are fastened and the windows pinned. Keep your hands on that plow. Hold on.
Noah said you done lost your track. Can't plow straight and keep a looking back. Keep your hand on.
Tell you how. Keep your hands on the gospel plow. Keep your hands on that plow. Hold on.
Oh, that chain and never tire. Every round goes higher and higher. Keep your hand on that plow and hold on.
Oh. My rib is broken.
What happened?
I was a few minutes late getting the horses fed. The master come and tell me you don't appreciate me letting this pony starve. Then he done show me with a fist in my face and a boot to my side.
That's why I think on master's precious ponies.
You be careful what you say, child. You're just a child. If master hear you, he beat you to our worst. He don't care that you're just a child.
Franklin knew this from experience. You see, he was only 6 years old when he received his first beating. Now, 30 years later, Franklin carries the scars of his lifetime. Stripes upon his back from the many whiplashings, a broken jaw, a dislocated shoulder, near blind in one eye, a fractured skull, and the list goes on and on. In many ways, he's lucky, or some may say unlucky, to be alive.
Franklin! Franklin!
Oh, Lord. Let me catch my breath. I bring bad news, terrible news. I was in the field picking some cotton, and I hear the master talking to Joe Wilkins. You've been sold!
No! Sold?
Master, going to sell your father to a man for money.
But he can't do that, can he?
He can.
But that's not fair. We're family. We belong together.
We're slaves, child. We're property. That man can do whatever he wants to us. Spit on us, beat us, sell us. He thinks more of the cattle than he does of us.
But why would Master do such a thing? We've done nothing wrong.
Master thinks if he gets his wife out of the way, then he could get more out of Franklin in a less time.
But it wasn't my fault.
It does not matter. The decision has already been made. I think we could do something. Something that could be done. Have you heard about the conductor? I am the conductor.
Like on the railroad?
Something like that.
I've heard of people like you and your organization, but we can't come with you. It's far too dangerous.
Go with him where?
Child, please be quiet. Serena, if we stay here, we'd be separated. You heard the man. I'm to be sold. I may never see you or a daughter again.
And what if we get caught?
There's some risk, I'm afraid.
What risk? What are you talking about?
The Underground Railroad was not a real railroad, of course. It was a network of houses and other buildings used to help slaves escape to freedom in the northern states or Canada. This network of escape routes was described using railroad terms. Passengers were runaway slaves fleeing from the south. Their guides were called conductors, and they led them from one station to another where fugitives would rest and eat. But slave owners did not take kindly to runaways. If a slave was discovered missing, search parties would be formed and bloodhounds assembled in order to find the missing party. If captured, slaves could be beaten severely, tortured, or even killed for their attempts.
Can it really be done, Papa? Can we escape?
No, we'll never make it.
I have done this many times before. It can be done.
It may be our only hope, Serena. Our only hope for freedom.
Okay, so what do we do?
Listen carefully. Don't miss nothing. Keep looking up in the master room. When you see the light go out, count to 25. And then come and meet me behind the mill. We're going tonight.
For the slave, running away to the north was anything but easy. The journey to freedom meant traveling only a few miles at night, using the North Star as a map, and trying to avoid search parties.
Just winds up knocking me. He just knocks me down.
can carry on. Cause it's been a long, long time coming. But I know the change is gonna come. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's been a long, long time coming. But I know change is gonna come. Change is gonna come. Oh, I know my change is gonna come. Yeah, I know my change is gonna come. I don't care. I know my change is gonna come. Change is gonna come. Change is gonna come. Change is gonna come. Oh, it's been a long, long time coming, but I know.
See the master, then the master and his posse cannot see you.
Every step they take seems louder than one before. Twigs snap, leaves crackle, insects groan. The hairs on the back of their head stand up.
Wait, be quiet. Do you hear that?
Is danger near?
It sounds like dogs snoring.
It's them slave catchers. Them dog can't see me, but they could smell. Look, only follow me. Hurry! I get out of here.
They sprint towards the woods, but the terrain is unfamiliar, and they find themselves running across someone's fields. Will anyone see them?
Is there we going? Come on.
But wait, we can't go in there. That's a white man's house.
The lantern on the hitching post means it's a safe house. We'll be all right. Come on.
My head says go, but my feet says no. I can't move.
You could do it.
But how can we trust them?
I know these people. Them is good people. Come on, go on. Go on.
The bloodhounds are on their way. We either stay here and die a certain and gruesome death, or we take our chances up there in that house. I say the price of freedom is worth the risk. Come on.
Then risk it shall be. Let's go.
God be with you.
Thanks.
But no danger lurks in the shadows here. Nothing but warm welcomes and hot food awaits them inside the house. Guided by their conscience, Levi and Catherine Coffin, the owners of the home, are one of the many who break the law by helping runaways. During the 20 years they lived in Newport, Indiana, The coffins helped more than 2,000 slaves reach safety. Levi is often referred to as the president of the Underground Railroad.
I told you we'd be okay.
For now.
We're safe.
But I can still hear the bloodhounds. They're looking for fugitives, for us. Freedom is still a long way off.
Where are we?
We're in a hole underneath the floor.
How long do we have to stay here?
Until tonight. Then we can move again.
It's pretty crowded.
This is nothing. A while back, a man had himself shipped from Richmond to Philadelphia in a wooden box.
Is that true?
Yep. His nickname was Henry Box Brown.
Smart guy.
John Fairfield was even smarter when he had to ship 28 slaves over the roads to Cincinnati. He hired a hearse and disguised the group as a funeral procession.
I'd take a hole in the ground any day. At least we could rest.
Others hid in barns or haylofts, or wherever a safe place could be found.
It's Harriet Tubman. It's safe to come out now.
Moses?
Yeah.
I thought Moses was a man.
No, child. Moses is the nickname the slave has given her because she helped free so many people.
I do what I can. Have a seat, y'all. Have a seat.
Were you always a slave?
No, child. I was born in Maryland. When I was 5 years old, I became a house slave. And then years later, I went to work in the fields.
Did your owners ever beat you?
Child, mind your manners.
It's all right. It's all right. They sure did. Once, when I was in my early teens, they hit me to the head with a 2-pound iron weight.
Did it hurt?
It sure did. I never really fully recovered. Even now, sometimes to this day, I fall into a very deep sleep and I get very, very sleepy.
If I may ask, why come back and free and help free other slaves? You're free. Why risk being caught?
Well, no slave has a right. Every slave has a right to be free. Every slave. Every slave. Every man, every woman and child has a right to their own person. Nobody should be owned by another. I've tasted the sweet nectar of freedom, and I want every slave to have that same opportunity. And I will do anything I can to make sure that that happens. Anything I can.
I've heard a lot of stories about you, Miss Harriet. Until now, I thought they were all fables. I can think of no one who has willingly experienced more trials and hardships to help our people than you. How can we ever thank you?
All I ask is that you all live a full, happy, and joyous life. That's all I ask.
Harriet Tubman was born into slavery in Maryland in 1820. In 1849, she escaped from slavery in the South to become a leading abolitionist before the American Civil War. She risked her life and freedom and returned many times to rescue both family members and other slaves from the plantation system. Tubman led hundreds to freedom to the North as the most famous conductor on the Underground Railroad. She famously said, "I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves." She also helped the Union Army during the Civil War, working as a spy and being the first woman to lead an expedition in the war. Harriet Tubman died in 1913 at the ripe old age of 93.
Now I must leave you in the capable hands of my dear, dear friend, William Steele. Oh, there he is now.
Harriet, I intended to be here much earlier, but the store is full of customers and I couldn't get away.
It's all right, it's all
right. You're allowed to work in the store?
Yes.
And people aren't afraid to shop there?
No, not at all. I actually own that store.
You own your own store?
How about that?
Yes. I was born free and taught to read and write. I think you'll find things a bit different in this part of the country.
A lot different.
I'll say, there's hope for us yet.
I'm afraid you still got a long journey ahead of you.
All right. Y'all take care. May God bless you on your long journey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We'll never forget you, Harriet.
All right. Bye.
Once a slave reached a free state, they were closer to final freedom. But the United States law still saw them as their master's property, and bounty hunters were everywhere. The final destination of Canada was still far away and included grueling passages over hundreds of miles. Friends of anti-slavery provided warm clothing for the hard Canadian climate and money for food and shelter.
We're almost there. Come on. Let's go.
I'm tired too, Papa. I can't walk no more. My feet have blisters and I'm cold.
I'm tired too, but we've come so far. We can make it.
You can do this. I know you can.
I'm too tired. I can't make it. My feet hurt. I'm too tired. I can't do this.
It's a good thing Harriet isn't here to see you. She'd pull a gun on you.
She wouldn't.
She has. She'd pull out her gun and threaten, be free or die. I've seen her do it.
You could do this, Serena. We're so close. We promised Harriet we'd become our own person.
And live a joyful, happy life. I remember. I made the promise. And I intend to keep it. Let's keep going.
Come on, come here.
Depending on weather conditions and the path taken, a slave's journey to freedom could take several months or even up to a year. With great determination, courage, luck, help, and incredible stamina, once in Canada, a former slave could finally breathe free. No more bloodhounds, no more threats of violence or separation from family. Not only did slaves earn their freedom, but they could vote and even own their own land.
We're here. Welcome to Canada.
It's beautiful.
Listen, there's still challenges yet to face. Finding a new home, finding work, adjusting to a new place. But now, you'll face them in freedom.
After traveling through tunnels and rough terrains, after escaping the master's brutal chains,
which were made for us who slaved. We count our blessings every day and say, praise God, we're saved. This is our journey to freedom.
Surprise, you've got this figured out. You're watching us now. But when it looks like when we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You've got this in control, and now we know you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Come from because of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you've shown. Your grace is strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way.
You made a way.
When our back was,
when our backs were against the wall
and it looked,
and it looked as if it was over, you made a way.
And we're standing here
only because you made a way.
Cause you move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your perform miracles, and there is nothing that's impossible. And we're Standing here only because you made a way, and we're standing here. You don't believe that?
Only because
He made a way.
Made
That's why we're standing here. We're free. Only because He made a way.
Only because you made a
and
way.
We're standing
here only because you made a way.
We are free indeed. No chains are holding me. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. Sing with us, I'm free.
I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed.
No chains,
no chains are holding me.
It's who
I choose to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed.
No chains,
no chains are holding me.
It's who
I choose to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
In Christ,
in Christ I'm free indeed.
No chains.
No chains. I'm free indeed.
In Christ.
In Christ, I'm free indeed.
No chains.
No chains are holding me.
It's who
I choose to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
In Christ.
In Christ, I'm free indeed.
No chains.
No chains are holding me.
It's who
I choose to be.
I choose to be
free.
I choose to be free.
to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to. It's an easy song. Sing with us.
I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
In Christ.
In Christ I'm free indeed.
No chains.
No chains are holding me.
It's who
I choose to be.
I choose to be free.
I choose to be.
Keep singing to you. Join me in Christ. I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. Was blind, but now I see. It's who I'm meant to be. I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
In Christ.
In Christ, I'm free.
We're free in Jesus.
Was blind, but now I see. It's who I'm meant to be.
I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed.
In Christ.
In Christ, I'm free indeed.
Was blind. We're free indeed. Was blind, but now I see. It's who I'm meant to be. I'm free indeed. In Christ, I'm free indeed. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free.
the price of freedom. What a heavy price. What would it be like if somebody did not pay the sacrifice? Someone did not pave the way. What would it be like? Still rolling up our pants, work boots, straw hat, picking cotton. I don't know how many of you have ever driven from Tennessee to the Canadian border, from Tennessee to Pennsylvania, from Tennessee to New York, from Virginia to New York, and stop to imagine for a minute, what was it like for somebody to walk this? When you drive it, it's a long journey. Can you wrap your mind around somebody having to walk it? So when you hear stories of the Underground Railroad, I don't want you to think this was some casual skip across time. It was sacrifice. It was painful. It was arduous. But if they could do that for their survival, what capacity do we have within us? How strong do you know yourself to be? If they were able to do that, what can you do if you put your mind to it? It's all about sacrifice. It's all about setting your mind to something and pushing yourself to accomplish it. As we consider the offering this evening, I invite you to join me in this spirit of sacrifice. Join me on this journey of going the extra mile. Praise God. Today we are free. Free to work. Free to make my own money. Free to spend it how I want to. Free to give back. Free to honor God. It's time for us to lift our offering, and I invite you to join me in celebrating your freedom with a liberal offering tonight. What would you do if somebody worked you 40, 60 hours a week and gave you no money? Oh, thank God I'm free. I invite you then. The ushers are coming. I invite you to rummage around in your pocketbook and your wallets and give a liberal offering today. I'm going to pray first. Then Jordan is going to share something. I'm going to pray. Ushers, come forward. Front and center. Front and center. And we're going to pray. You're going to lift the offering. Face me, please. Thank you. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the price of freedom, and that we have the joy, the privilege, the opportunity of enjoying and living in the light of the sacrifices that were made by our forefathers. Now, God, grace us with a spirit of liberality, a spirit of generosity, and may we always look to help others, for that's what it's all about. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you so much, ushers.
Today, the poem I'm going to be citing is called Runner.
life of a slave was hard work, but at least we were fed. Forced into hard labor, we were whipped and beaten until our backs bled, sold to the highest bidder at the auctions down by the block. We were herded into cotton fields and treated like nothing more than livestock. We worked day in and day out, and rest would never be attained as time ticked, tick, ticked on the clock. But when we did get rest, some of us rested in cottages and others in sheds, but awaking every morning to call a white man massa was a slave's daily dread. See, we would work and work and work, and yet, even when times were at their best, when things were looking up, a man's soul was still not free. You see, we were burdened with the lives of the slaves who had been shot as they were trying to flee. And as the workers got lower, the work got harder, and we all got a raise from light field work to a 20-hour work day. And so we worked. But yet, still, there was a glimmer of hope. Because although our feet were blistered and bloodied in our chests, tight with the pain of fear, behind us we can hear the master calling, the sounds of the gunshots, and the dogs growling at us, and it was enough to keep any stray away. Yet still we remained focused on the light. Because before us, we may not have been able to read or write, but we were certain from the stories in the Bible that if we just followed the northern light, God would make a way. And so at the day, as the sun closed the way, we would stop to give thanks because we already knew that God would make a way.